You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Jen was media at the Vodafone New Zealand Music Awards last night, and as a result of the after party, she has completely lost her voice. So, she wrote a report on diversity and representation at the awards for someone else's smooth, silky, non-murdered vocal cords to voice, and that looks like it's going to be me. The NZMAs have a clumsy history of questionable representation and confusing categorization. This was famously called out by Eradna in 2016 when she turned down the award for Best Urban / Hip Hop Track, ironically, for her song titled Brown Girl.
For me, I feel like if I was to accept this, I feel like I'm not being truthful in my song. And I feel like if you're putting a singer next to a hip-hop artist, it's not fair.
They ain't no different from me, not above, not beneath. Teach them equality.
With this, she highlighted a lumping of certain ethnic identities into a not-so-cohesive music category. In 2017, she saw a category split into two, with Best Hip Hop as well as Best R&B / Soul awards up for grabs. This year, a Pacific Artist Award was also added. This year's awards seemed to continue a conscious effort to do better. The red carpet was host to a Kapahaka group who performed at least one full bracket as festivities began. A tiny bit of a try-hard move from the organizers, in my opinion, but they were beautiful and very welcome nonetheless. Jespie did an amazing performance featuring Silva MC and ending with a stage full of waving flags from many nations, including the Tino Rangatiratanga flag. Alien Weaponry also took the stage. The metal trio gives heavy guitar music a new purpose in context with Te Reo lyrics and Matauranga Maori themes. When asked how their Te Reo lyrics are received overseas, they proudly let Jen know whole German audiences sing along to their songs. They took out the award for Best Rock Group. The awards gave space to artists who use music as a tool to push for social change. We'll end this recap by visiting receivers of this year's Legacy Award, a Prahat Posse, presented by Gary Nichols, CEA, Toi Māori Aotearoa.
This award acknowledges ka mua, ka muri, always looking back to look forward. For 30 years, this artist has created powerful music, challenging the status quo, fighting social injustice, championing human rights, and a dedication to the inclusion of Te Reo Māori throughout their work.
To this day, the group uses any platform they get for this mahi, addressing social issues and highlighting injustices. Dean used his speech last night to raise awareness for injustices in Palestine, and even got the audience to chant in protest.
Can everybody in the house say ake three times after I say ka whawhai tonu mātou? So we can all say together the battle cry from the Battle of Oraco in 1864, where we fought against invading British racist colonial forces. It goes like this. Ka whawhai tonu mātou, ake, ake, ake. Ka whawhai tonu mātou, ake, ake, ake. Ka whawhai tonu.
Another member of the group, DLT, had his own hand in providing change for our sweet station too. He founded BFM's True School Hip Hop Show, creating a space for hip hop where there was none before. This year's NZMAs were a step in the right direction for representation and diversity in such a large commercial industry. Let's see it continue, guys.
Yeah, it's true, yeah, it's true, yeah, talking to you, Kia Kaha, Kia Kaha, 2, 1, 2, 2, and 2. Stand proud, Kia Kaha, say it loud. And two, stand proud, Kia Kaha, say it loud.
Good stuff, Jen. Good report.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.